Let's go. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
Graham's spacebar needs a little bit of greasing up, does it?
I pressed it twice there during the show and the clip I wanted to play didn't work. And it was kind of supposed to be a comedic clip. And because I missed it twice, the funniness just went straight out of it.
See, what we were doing was our cameraman, Peter, was standing in the studio watching us. Mm. And I think we were trying to showboat because he's never stood there and observed us
really.
Do a
show
before.
I think we just did it normally.
Okay.
I don't think we were trying to showboat. I think we were just doing a...
I would say that the space bar is broken because, Graham, you sometimes slap that space bar.
You slap it.
Slap the bar. Slap it, slap it, slap it.
I worry for the big green button as well. You've been very good recently.
I just make sure it works, guys. Can I not slap it? I go to the gym, guys. I'm maybe a bit too strong. I don't know my own strength sometimes. That's the problem.
The people who make radio production stuff don't know that radio studios make noise.
Yeah.
Because you press a button, then you hear the click of the button.
Graham, I'm intrigued about your evening. You didn't really delve in too much last night.
Mm-hmm.
Are you enjoying this new sports squash?
I actually am.
Yeah?
Especially now because I realise it's not... So this is my third time I played last night. The first two times I got cleaned, whitewashed. It's first to nine, but you can only win on your serve. You can only get points in your serve.
How long do you play for?
40 minutes. And the first night I lost like 5-0. The second night I lost about 4-0. And last night I was losing 2-0 during the game. And I go, are you joking me? The first game I lost 9-0. So it was first 9-0.
What do you need to be good at squash?
Well, this is the thing. So Brian provides the rackets, who's my housemate I go with, and these two rackets, and he uses his racket and he gives me the other one. But the other racket is considerably smaller than Brian's.
Is Brian playing with a tennis racket?
No, it's nearly the size of a tennis racket, but it's not. Mine is close to the size of a badminton racket, but it's not.
Ah, that's small.
But it's a cheaper one as well, and it doesn't ping as much, and it's a bit crap.
Yeah. Oh, they're very interesting looking. I have a Slazenger squash racket.
Yeah.
And they're a lot more oval than the tennis. They're a definitely different size to a regular tennis racket.
50% off as well.
I might actually go down and get one. Because Brian goes, here, let's just swap rackets for one. I won the next two games. I won the next two games.
In terms of agility, are you just, you're running around the court, yeah?
Yeah, you're running a lot. Wow.
So you're bending over a good bit.
Very expensive.
And you move side to side, don't you, really?
The rallies don't go on that long. You know, it's mostly up and down.
And
up and down is where you're moving.
You know about the scoring. So say if I was serving.
Yeah.
And you won against me. Before you get the point, you get the serve.
I have to serve, yeah.
So you have to get two in a row, basically.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of...
And how is Brian good at squash?
He used to play with his uncle a while back. Are you having a watch of this?
I love watching squash in, like, the Olympics because they're always in, like, glass cages.
So is this what it looks like?
Yeah.
Is the court exactly like the one you go to in UCD?
Yeah.
And what's the markings on the floor about?
Like two, but it just...
That's where you're serving from.
So those boxes in the side.
How long can it bounce?
You have to stay in that box to serve into the other one.
How many bounces can it do?
Exactly
one.
PJ, winner, but look, winner, error.
And you can't leave that line. So you can't advance.
On serve.
So you can go in the cube.
Yeah. So there's a line halfway through the court and there's two boxes. So if you're serving, you've got to stay. If you're on the left-hand side of the court, you've got to stay in the left-hand side box, but serve it, hit it off the wall, and like it bounce into the other side of the court. If you're...
How do you find that you don't just run into Brian?
Because the rallies don't go on that long. What I find, though, is I run into the wall.
You forget the wall was
And what is it really working? Your legs, your arms?
Explosive pace.
And do you have to hit it anywhere specific? Because you see the line on the wall.
You have to hit it above the lower red line and below the top red line.
And are you having dinner before this or afterwards?
Yeah, but we played at 8 o'clock, so we're having dinner at 6 o'clock, so it was fine. It
must be hard to sleep afterwards.
No, I fell straight asleep.
So you can't hit it really high, can you?
No, it's tough.
And do you talk much during it?
No. You only get 40 minutes, so it's like quick.
I've played tennis with you.
Yeah.
It's a completely different sport. Do you think I'd be good at it?
This is more, I'd say you'd be better at tennis than this.
You'd get in the way in the court.
Yeah, you have to be so quick.
Yeah.
ambitious.
Do you do any drop shots?
Yeah, it's all about drop shots.
Say that's the big one.
Oh, but then if you're dropping a shot and then he gets it and then he tips it,
yeah,
and you're at the back and you have to position yourself, you don't know if he's going to hit it hard or long. And
see, what's it like if you smash it against the wall and it smashes back and hits the other wall in one bounce?
That's okay.
That's fine. It can just ricochet off
the
wall.
Just doing this in tennis is tennis. You have a lot more time to react.
Have you ever been hit by the ball?
Yes, it's very sore. It's so quick. Your reaction time is so quick, and the bounce isn't as high.
Brian ever hit you with the racket by accident?
Yeah. The ball is bouncing a lot higher than our ball.
Do you bring your own ball?
Yeah.
And do you have a shower with each other afterwards?
Yes, we have a shower before and afterwards.
And the bath.
Yeah, exactly. And we go to bed together. On the show today, we talk about leaving work. And what do you have to do? Do you have to give money or what? Am I a vegan? We talk about old tweets. We give more Versatile tickets away. And we're joined by a very special elf in studio. Here is the podcast.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Graham and Nathan.
7 a.m.
This is
103.
Let's go.
Good morning. It is 7:03. You're tuned in to Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man, he is Nathan O'Reilly.
Can I applaud my very good friend Graham for winning his first squash match?
No, I didn't.
Come on.
No, I won a game against my friend Brian last night.
And did he talk on the way there?
He did. He talked the way. Going home was slightly different. A little bit aggrieved by the fact that I had won my first two games off him. I believed it was 2-2 in games. He said it was 3-2. We'll agree to disagree. But I'm on the scoreboard because I didn't win a game for the first 2 weeks.
How did you beat him?
Do you want to actually know?
Yeah.
We've two squash rackets and I've been using the bad one, but I didn't know the other one was better. And then we swapped halfway through and then I started winning.
How is it different, the racket?
It's a bigger racket.
Well, we could be talking all morning about this.
It is actually a bigger frame.
Now, Graham, stop speaking about squash rackets for a moment.
Well, you brought it up.
You have made a drastic lifestyle choice in your life that I want to talk about because I think you're doing it for the complete wrong reasons.
I know what you're talking about, and I've asked you not to bring this up.
We need to, Graham.
No, I want to keep this very low-key.
5 minutes time,
I don't want to talk
am going to be smoking out the big dirty rat.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
And can I just say, if you're listening to us in bed, or if we're your alarm clock or something like that,
pull a sickie.
If there's any way you can pull a sickie, it is freezing outside today. There's a very strong breeze.
And there's so much. Yeah, it's like a storm outside. I don't need a haircut. It blew half my hair away.
It's only 5 degrees, getting highs of maybe 8 today. Wrap up if you're leaving the house.
Okay, Graham, you are in the hot seat right now. Is it fair to say that you are motivated by money?
In what terms?
Is it fair to say that you like the flashy things in life? For example, you have a lovely oven in your kitchen.
My oven in my kitchen is held together with Velcro because the handle's broken.
I've noticed something. In the last two shows, you keep bringing up something that you have now started to do in your life.
Okay.
And, you know, I've caught you out. I've caught you out over something that you have done, sir. Also, just want to applaud my good friend Graham O'Toole, who has become a vegan. So, Graham.
Well, I haven't.
Congrats. If you see him around the city centre eating a bacon sandwich, know that that's not Graham, because he's a vegan.
I'm not vegan.
We have to go now to Stephen's Green Shopping Centre because Graham needs to buy some milk for his vegan breakfast.
Shut up.
As he's become a vegan.
I haven't.
Yeah, okay, I've been the one to bring it up, but
I'm not a vegan.
You are a vegan.
I've nothing wrong with vegans. Fair play to you.
I haven't anything wrong with vegans. I'm a big supporter of them, but the thing is, I've been hearing you around the office saying, oh, there's this brand new documentary called Game Changers.
No, no.
And I want to be the next Arnold Schwarzenegger. Do you see how ripped he is? Apparently he eats chickpeas for breakfast.
Okay, can I have my side of the story? I eat eggs every single day after the show. And one day I came in with some granola. And everyone in the kitchen, including Nathan, goes, wait a second, what's going on? Why are you eating granola?
Yeah, you're egg boy.
And I just said, do you know what? I'm trying something different. Every now and again, I'm just trying to have a little bit more plant-based food. And maybe if I can have a vegetarian meal here and there, why not? Because I've had the same diet since I started breakfast, and sometimes I get a bit sluggish around midday. So I did a bit of research. Yes, I may have watched a documentary on Netflix called Game Changers, which is a bit of propaganda as well. But I'm just giving it a try.
Graham,
I'm not talking about it.
You're doing this because you want to be the next big vegan influencer.
I definitely don't.
Mark my words.
I definitely
you're
don't.
You're going to start seeing on his Instagram,
no.
Hey guys, found a great market around the city centre that does great feta and tofu.
My image is getting a battered sausage at the weekend.
No,
I'm not going to change that. That is not going to change.
What did you have last night for dinner? Tell me right now. Don't lie to me.
Quorn chicken burgers, but they weren't chicken, they were a chicken substitute.
Who is this guy?
I'm just trying.
What has happened to the battered sausage boy?
I'm trying something new, and I purposely said don't talk about this on the show because I don't want to make a big deal about
it. You've made a massive deal.
Made a massive deal. This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan, and we have the confirmed lineup for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Confirmed so far. Huge signing. Caitlyn Jenner. This is a big one for Andrew Maxwell as well, Irish comedian and voiceover of X on the Beach.
Yeah.
Nadine Coyle, Ian Wright, and Roman Kemp amongst some of the contestants. Now, Roman Kemp, he is a 26-year-old. He presents Capital Breakfast on the radio station in London.
His dad was Steve out of EastEnders.
Martin Kemp out of Spandau Ballet. One for all the mums and dads out there. But Roman is doing a little bit of damage control. He's decided to go back into his social media years and years and years ago to see were there any tweets that could possibly get him in trouble while he was in the jungle if people went digging. He went looking, and this is what he said.
And I did find things that I'm not at all proud of. I don't associate myself with that. I know that the person that wrote those things is not the man that I am now. And I made the conscious decision to get rid of those things. And I have deleted those things.
Oh. Squeaky clean image now he has.
He seems so sad when he's saying all these things.
So what we decided to do was We did a bit of role play. Imagine if the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out Here producers contacted myself and Nathan, and one of us were asked to go in. What if we each looked into the other person's deep Twitter history, like Roman Kemp did, and see could we find any incriminating tweets that get the other person in trouble?
I want to say that my past is squeaky clean, but if you did come across some incriminating tweets, then I didn't tweet it. It wasn't me.
I have three of yours, Nathan. I will say, you're not a man with many opinions, so these aren't that bad.
Vanilla, DJ yeah. Vanilla over here.
22nd of November, 2015. I could swear a policeman just licked his lips at me. Hashtag cherry chapstick. Hashtag guilty as charged.
Oh, hello. I remember that day. That was great.
A policeman. A guard.
Come on. For all my American fans.
5th of November, 2015. Just washed my body with conditioner.
Oh.
Hashtag do what I want. Hashtag thug life. Hashtag condition my soul.
Now, I had an attitude problem back then.
17th of April 2014. The girl sitting beside me on the dash smells like watermelons. Hashtag girlfriend material.
Oh.
Back off, O'Reilly. One more. 11th of July 2015. Is it wrong that I find the robot in Ex Machina movie really sexy?
No.
11th of July 2015.
She was a pretty robot. Graham.
I'm worried about mine.
I have three tweets in front of me, and it all comes from the same year, 2014.
That was when I was really trying to make it big. So 2014 was when we had just, we were in either final year in college or graduated. So I was trying to make a name for myself.
First tweet, on the 14th of July. I want a toasty, but I don't want to wait for it to toast. Hashtag owe the decisions. So you're impatient.
Okay.
All right.
Not too bad.
Second one.
I was expecting worse, I was honest.
Congratulations to North Korea and Kim Jong-un on winning the World Cup after smashing Portugal. Hashtag Kim Jong-un. Hashtag some clown. Hashtag World Cup final. So a bit of political beef with Kim.
No, because they did propaganda in their country where they told their people that they won the World Cup. I remember that well.
But this last tweet, you are not going to believe it. I cannot believe.
Give me the date.
What's in front of me?
Give me the date.
The 25th of March, 2014.
And now I will say.
Can you remember what you were doing?
I was doing my thesis at the time, so I was probably very stressed.
Are you ready for it? Listen to this. Never thought I'd say this, but yay! Let's go Man United!
What?
Hashtag sign of the times.
Oh, I know. 2014, Liverpool are going for the league title, so obviously Man United took points at Manchester City at the time.
This is disgusting!
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips. Downtown!
7:29 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. That's going to be a cold day today. Very breezy. Highs of just 8 degrees. It's currently 6. And Nathan, I remember once I was on holidays and you had to go and interview Macklemore.
Yeah, he was wearing denim dungarees and I asked him what he did on Patrick's Day and he gave me the exclusive information that his daughter was born on Patrick's Day. And then I ended up on America's E! News. They took the article. I thought I was going to become a massive celebrity from that.
Ryan Seacrest and Nathan O'Reilly.
Nothing happened.
I remember the watching the interview back. Didn't he take about 5 minutes to reply to every question?
Yeah, it was like a game of chicken.
Thoughtful man.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I've never felt the cold in my fingers or toes ever before because we're out in the Nevada desert.
Doesn't it get cold at night in the desert because there's no cloud cover?
What are you trying to do to me?
I'm just saying fact.
It is the showbiz shootout. Two Democratic cowboys, they walk hand in hand. They're dressed in cheap leather and they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, they decide which one is better. Graham, you're rustling through your papers.
I thought I lost the page, but I found it.
Do you want to begin? Have you found the page?
This has got to do with Ant and Dec. We all know that they're back on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out Here this weekend coming. But they're also on another television show. It's called Ant and Dec's DNA Journey, where they both try and find out their relatives of the past and their ancestors and where they're actually from.
Oh, that's like the show Who Do You Think You Are?
Yeah, basically it's a rip-off of that. But they found out that Ant has relatives in a town in Leitrim called Drumcairn, and he's related to half the village.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So the two of them were shooting in a pub and Ant declares that he's going to buy the whole pub a round of drinks.
Oh, no.
And the bill, after one round, came to €600.
How pricey are these drinks?
And this tiny little bar. And because outside the bar, it's one of these old school ones. We could probably buy a hammer and some screws and welds inside. There's petrol pumps out the front, so he was accusing the locals of filling up their cars as well with the petrol pump out the front. That's why it became €600. They couldn't find any living relatives of poor old Ant, of Dec, sorry. But yeah, half the village in Leitrim is related to Ant McPartland.
Thank you very much for that, Graham. Right, let me do this. Please stop using my image, Tesco's.
Hold on.
Thank you.
That was good.
Mel B has demanded to speak to Tesco's CEO, Dave Lewis, after an image from her iconic Spice Girls days, you know, the one, the frizzy hair, the leopard print clothes.
Yeah.
Have been used in a club card advert. So she's on a billboard with a speech bubble coming from her mouth and it says, stop right now, you get 10% off two big shops a month for $7.99.
Why wouldn't you want to put your face to that?
Now, Mel B has posted on her Twitter and her Instagram saying, can the CEO of Tesco Food, Dave Lewis, please contact me urgently?
Oh.
Thank you. Now, a Tesco spokesperson has replied and says, here at Tesco, we are really big fans of Mel B and we're excited to feature her photo in our campaign. We had authorization to use this image, but we're sorry Mel B is unhappy, so we've stopped using it where possible.
I'm just looking at the comments I've gone onto her onto her Instagram. You know, Joel, the comedian,
Lysis,
yeah. He goes, let me know if you need any help with this, babe, X. Jess Glynn goes, someone effed right up. And then DJ Spoonie goes, ha, did you not get the email?
Come on, DJ Spoonie.
I love celebrities getting involved. when people get in trouble. Oh, it's an easy win this morning for Nathan. 100%.
Oh, thank you so much.
Shop right now. You get 10% off two big shops a month for seven.
A real plug for Tesco's, isn't it?
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
The weather might be mighty cold outside, but this game should emanate warmth.
It is the game where all you have to do is get questions wrong. We do it every single morning on Fully Charged at 7:45. And if you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you will win 100 euro. Dalton's on top with a score of 13. He came on yesterday, but playing this morning is Annie. Annie, you're on your way to work, but what do you do?
I'm an English teacher.
English teacher?
Yes.
How vile jelly.
How sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child. What Shakespeare is that? King Lear it is. Well done.
And
she's good.
Tybalt, the reason why I have to love thee does not excuse the appertaining rage to such a greeting.
I don't know that one.
Romeo and Juliet,
okay,
guys.
Well done.
Thank you.
All right. Less of this, Annie. More have got to get it wrong. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. 1 minute, here we go.
How do you spell whistle?
W-A-T.
What rhymes with thistle?
Banana.
What is a daffodil a type of?
Car.
Sing a song that you sing on someone's birthday.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Sing a Jason Mraz song.
Happy birthday to you.
Who is the lead singer of Razorlight?
Justin Bieber.
Do your best Tom Hardy impression.
How are you?
Who is hosting I'm a Celeb, Get Me Out of Here?
Holly Willoughby.
Name a celebrity who is heading into the jungle.
Oh God.
Name a Kardashian.
Justin Timberlake.
What's 76 minus 9?
A million.
14 plus 29 is 38. True or false?
False.
Do your best Russian accent.
Is it not you?
Name a Spanish tennis player. What sport does Rafael Nadal play? Right. Annie. My darling, how did you find that?
Oh, it's so much harder than you think.
Yeah, well, look, what I can tell you is you came on this morning a very friendly English teacher. You inspired us. You educated us. You reminded me of someone. You reminded me of Chris out of Keenan and Kel, the manager of Rigby's.
Oh, wow. That's a niche one. That's a niche one.
And Annie, you got 11. I'm sorry, Annie.
Not to worry, Annie. Thank you so much for coming on, though. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's fair to say, if you're listening to this, you work and you've been asked to do this, because it always happens. And, you know, if you don't do it, I think you're a very bad person.
It happens in many workplaces. People, it's a natural progression in life. People are working in a place and then they move on to another company and then you eventually move on and it's the cycle of life. But the thing that gets to me is it's this collection of money for when someone has to leave.
You are so passionate about this.
I'm so against it.
I'm going to give you the platform right now to vent as to why you don't feel like you should pay towards the collection.
I don't, like... It's happened a few times over the last couple of weeks in our building, because there's a few different companies in our building and a lot of people leave and we're all kind of friends, we all mingle together. But if you're paying money every time someone leaves, you're going to be heavily out of pocket. And I've decided that I'm going to boycott this, because first of all, I don't believe the staff should have to do it. The bosses should be paying the money. You shouldn't be doing a ring around, come in and sign the card and leave whatever money you want. What money do you want? Do I have to leave 20? Do I have to leave 10? I'm just not going to sign the card.
Yeah, but Graham, it's the cycle when you inevitably leave this company.
I don't want it. And producer Callum, Nathan, if I ever have to leave this company for whatever reason, if I'm kicked out the door or whatever, I do not want a collection of money for me.
Imagine if you get kicked out and I get to stay.
And then another one. If someone high up is leaving, I go, well, I know they're on a lot more money than me. Why am I giving them my money? I'm just not for it. And I think it should be stopped. I'll sign a card and the company should give a nice little gift card for them leaving. That's my opinion.
Now, Graham, I think it's a nice token. Now, what's happened in our building, it's a little bit awkward. You can't even get away with not paying because the bosses hold the letter and then they send
the letter.
Yeah.
The card.
The card.
And we're not living back in the 1920s.
A feather, a quill. But they send a group email and they say, hey, we have such and such as a card. If you want to sign it and leave a donation, please do. How can you go into that office, sign the card and then go, all right, have a nice day. See you. Goodbye.
I've just stopped doing it because, in my opinion, I don't think the person is going to really miss me because the card is so full up. They're not going to go, not going to look and... Did Graham sign this card?
Oh, they will.
I don't. They'll miss me. I'll give them a hug. I'll say it was great seeing you. Oh, we should meet up for a coffee soon. We'll definitely meet up for a coffee. That's what we'll do. And I'll never see them again.
Now, I know I always appear frugal on the show, but I actually always do pay when
How
people
much?
Are going.
How much money did you put in?
It's a little bit steep. €5. I'm sorry. Why are you slagging me off? At least I'm giving money.
You're better off not putting anything in at all than putting in €5. €10 minimum if you're going to put something in.
You're boycotting it. You appear worse than me.
So I'd love to know this morning, are you team Graham in this where you're boycotting it and you've had enough? Or are you team Nathan where you feel like it's good for the morale
it's
of the
nice
company?
It's a nice gesture. Come on.
And it's a nice gesture. Kayleigh, are you team Graham or team Nathan?
I'm 50-50 really because... I didn't do it recently for one person who left, but then another one left after him and I did it for them.
All right, why didn't you do it for the first person?
I didn't like them.
That's a difficult one. See, that's difficult when you don't like the person. Do you work in a big building or a small office?
No, I work in a small office and it was actually his wife who left a few weeks later and I'd done it for her.
So he would have definitely found out as well. And what happens? Do you have to put in a bit of money or do you have to sign a card? Do you have to get a cake? What goes on in your office?
Well, for him, we all put in, like, he was there 20-odd years, so we all put in money and got him a watch and, I didn't, but they all did. And, like, there's not that many of us that work there. Like, it's a small one-office company. Like, well, it's a big company, but it's one office, so there's only about 20-odd of us that work there.
And Kayleigh, you know you didn't put any money for him. Did you sign the card?
Oh.
You
no,
didn't?
No. Boycott. No. That's you're speaking my language.
Kayleigh, did anyone go up to you and smoke out the rat and say that you didn't pay?
I think I told them I would pay it, but I actually think I just forgot to pay it, but I wasn't really that bothered about it. So
I've used that excuse as well. Oh, I forgot, yeah, I've gone up to the ATM.
I
started
talking about this morning that I remembered I forgot.
I'll revolute you.
So do you have a message for him if he's listening?
No, I don't.
Kayleigh, thanks for your call this morning. Bye-bye.
See you, Kayleigh. Bye.
You got more messages there, Nathan?
Yeah, John in Malahide says, become self-employed, then there's no leaving cards.
Felicity, what are you saying on WhatsApp?
Morning, guys. Graham, I think you should see it as a savings account. So every now and again, you put in a little bit of money, and then when you leave, you get that money back. So it's almost like a long-term savings investment. So I think it might actually be good for your investment portfolio if you did contribute.
I know, I hear exactly what you're saying, but my plan is that I'm telling everybody not to do a collection, but you'll feel bad to do a collection anyway.
Oh, he's good.
Alan, what's your opinion?
I generally just don't like it because I feel that whenever somebody leaves a job, it's always going to a job that they're going to get more money. Yet I have to give them my money.
That's so true. I didn't even think about that.
And as well at the same time, it's always somebody leaving that everyone complains about in the office anyway. It's always like, oh, Sarah never does this or Sarah never does that. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, Sarah's leaving, guys. We're going to miss her so much. Great, would you?
Alan, so do you pay in your office?
I'd like, yeah, of course. Like, I give a little bit, but I won't be like going to mad extent to give, like, I won't give like 20 quid or something like that.
Do you think Graham appears very badly right now?
Well, not at all.
Thank you very much, Alan. I feel like I am living the life that you want to live, but I just feel like step out and do it, brother. Have the passion and the pride and the bravery.
I'm just too ashamed, Graham. I'm just too ashamed.
Alan, I'll back you all the way. Thanks for your call this morning. Bye-bye.
No problem at all.
See you, Alan.
See you later, Alan. And we have a WhatsApp, a voice note here.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to tell you a story of when I left my job and nobody marked it at all. It was very awkward. I worked shift and it was like 8:30 in the evening when I was leaving and no one even said goodbye. I don't even think they knew that I was leaving. So I would always contribute now because I wouldn't want anyone else to feel that awkward when they were leaving. Anyway, it's up to yourselves. Take care. Bye.
Oh, my heart! Graham!
The company should have done something, not the workers.
Oh, the company should have done it.
So I'm totally against it. Nathan's for it. Jessica, are you team Nathan or team Graham?
Oh,
100%
Graham.
Oh, okay.
100%.
Why?
Yeah. In the place where I work, we collect for babies, we collect for weddings, someone leaving, so you always have your hand in your pocket.
Sorry.
And also, we collect once a month for supplies like tea, coffee, staff room and stocks. Yeah.
I think you're losing money going into work.
Oh, I am, yeah. I don't know why I work.
You have to collect for babies.
For fun, it's a hobby, it's not a job.
So, when you're actually giving money towards someone's wedding, are you invited to the wedding?
No.
What?
No.
Oh my god.
No. That's a different level altogether.
But it all adds up. Like at one stage we had a baby, we had someone leaving. I think I had to give 35 or 40 euros at one stage.
I would just stop. Get out of here. Thanks so much for your call and your insight into how it could be even worse than it is in here.
I know. Just have a good in there.
It isn't bad. Thanks very much for your call.
No problem.
See you, bye.
The Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
In 18 days, those little rascals, Versatile, they're going to be hitting the stage at the 3 Arena, and every morning this week, we're giving away tickets to see them.
Yeah, they've already performed a knockout set at Longitude during the summer, and now they are taking to the 3 Arena stage. And if you want to win the tickets this morning, all you got to do is play our game. You must be joking. Just tell us a joke and you know what? We'll send you to Versatile. We got to pick our favourite joke though. Yesterday it was, how does Bob Marley like his donuts? And it was, with jam in. You must be
joking. Producer Callum, I'm not hearing a laugh. I'm just hearing an applause.
There's better. There's better out.
We will find better this morning. So yes, send us in your jokes. We want to laugh. Text it to 087-711-1038.
Yeah, get us on WhatsApp too. Or if you want to send it on a WhatsApp voice note, you can do so on that same number. Just play our game. Where's the Ganta? Oh no, I missed it. Play our game. You must
be joking. Good joke, Graham.
Yeah, I was only messing. Gotcha. You in there, Nathan. Let's have a read of them.
Lucy says, guess who I bumped into in Specsavers?
Everyone.
Everybody, yes. Dylan says...
Oh, are you going to try and guess these? Okay, yeah, really, yeah.
Dylan says, what do you call a guy whose name is Ender May?
The 31st.
June. And Kira says, how do you stop a dog chasing you on a bike?
I don't know.
Take the bike off him. Oh, look at Graham crackle. He's loving that.
I like that one, but let's go to the phone lines. We got Paddy. All right, Paddy.
All right, yeah.
Paddy, baby, we've been told that you have a hell of a joke, but it's all about the delivery. So let's pretend that myself and Graham, we're in the crowd.
Yeah.
We're here to see Paddy the comedian. Yeah. The stage is all yours, brother.
Yeah, look, these tickets are yours if you deliver the joke well.
Yeah. What did the two clowns say to the circus?
What did the two clowns say to the circus?
Don't know.
Yeah, I've no idea.
Call or text and a joke to win two Versatile tickets.
Paddy.
You must be joking.
Do you know what? It's an original joke. You're taking the mick out of us. We're going to give you the ticket.
Go on, Paddy.
Yes. Thanks.
Have you seen them perform before?
Yeah, I've seen them along the two there last year.
Oh, it was absolutely wild scenes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to them again. Who are you going to bring?
One of my mates are going to bring me, yeah.
Lovely.
Do you know which one?
Do you want to do a shout out to your mate?
Yeah, I'm going to bring David Collins.
You know who you are, David Collins. You're going.
David wins those tickets along with Paddy. Enjoy Versatile. Thank you very much for your joke. See you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See
bye.
See you, Paddy.
And if you missed out on the chance to win those Versatile tickets, we'll be giving them away again tomorrow morning after 9. Actually, every morning this week after 9. So if you know somebody who's a big fan of Versatile, make sure you tip them off.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Let's go!
Fully Charged Elf Help with Onpus. Magical Christmas messages from your Scout Elf, delivered by Onpus.
Okay, so a bit of a problem. Nathan was last seen leaving the studio, writhing in pain, back pain, I believe, shouting at producer Callum, take me to Vincent's private to deal with his back pain. So he's gone for now, and it's a little bit sad because he's going to miss out on the elf help with thanks to Onpust. We have a scout elf in studio with us. His name is Robin Snowbubbles, and you, over the next few weeks, can ask our elf any question you want, and he'll try and help you.
Hello, yes, my name is Robin Snowbubbles. Great to be here. Graham, some pixie dust. Ha!
Ah, my eyes. Robin Snowbubbles. A nice gesture all the same. So this is how it works is 087 711 1038. If you have any questions for Robin Snowbubbles, he'll try and help you. And we got a question here from Paul.
How are you? I'm looking for some elf help. When's the right time to put up your Christmas tree?
It's a good question. It is early to mid-November now, but Robin Snowbubbles Paul wants to know, when should we be putting up the tree?
Great question, Paul. Thank you for being open and vulnerable on the show. I'm sensing fear in your voice. I'm sensing a quiver. Why do you fear the tree? I think you need to have it every month for the rest of the year. It should already be up. It acts as many services. You could take a little bit of the leaf and put it on your food like it's parsley, Graham.
I actually put up my Christmas tree 3 years ago, and I put the fairy lights as decorations around my mirror, and I still have them up today, and I use it as mood lighting.
Ah, Graham, now quite contentious. I would prefer elf lights personally. The fairies are our rivals.
I just don't think I've ever seen elf lights before. But anyway, thank you very much, Robin Snowbubbles. I hope that helped you out, Paul. All year round is his answer. Next in from George, it is a relationship question. George says, Robin Snowbubbles, my girlfriend's birthday is 2 days before Christmas. Do I have to buy two presents or can I get away with one?
I'm going to tell you a fantastic gift that is a must buy this year. Stamps. Stamps from Onpust. Everyone wants them. They're in high demand and I think you need to get there early and pick some up.
You didn't really answer his question though. You're just trying to push the stamps. Does he have to buy two presents or can he get away with one?
Look, go for the two, I suppose. You have a girlfriend and it's that time of giving and being generous.
And finally, Amy says, Robin Snowbubbles, I was out for dinner on Saturday night and I poured gravy over my favourite pants. What can I do and can I get the stains out?
That is a good question. I suppose the gravy bit is a bit vague for me. I wish I knew what type because it does affect my answer. But I'm thinking, like everyone at home listening to this, is saying put more gravy on your trousers so it'll just look like you have brown trousers rather than a massive stain of gravy.
So kind of similar to camouflage trousers, except if you were trying to hide in a gravy field, you would be fine.
Yes, and those gravy trousers will be great for paintballing.
Perfect. Robin Snowbubbles, that's it for another week. And your magical Christmas messages from your Scout Elf have been delivered to you by Onpust.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Time to choose the news.
Oh, it's such a treat. Graham, I don't deserve it.
I know.
I feel like I'm indulging in some banoffee pie right now. It's delicious. 3 bits of news, and I choose one of them to hear the full story from. Let's do it.
Headline number 1, Barcelona.
Ah, yes.
Headline number 2, Incisor's nose. Incisor's nose.
Did you enjoy saying that?
No, but looks better wrote down. Incisor's nose.
Incisor's nose.
Or head on number 3, Kiss and Chaser.
Incisor's nose.
You're intrigued.
It's definitely about a tooth, is it?
Pick it and I'll tell you.
Let's go for it.
Incisor's nose. One of the weakest headlines I've had in a while. This got to do with 30-year-old Chinese man Zhang Bincheng.
Ah, friend of the show.
He was struggling to breathe through his nose for 3 months. He couldn't sleep and he had a constant smell of decay in his nostrils.
Oh. This is exactly you.
No.
You always complain about having the smell of raw meat in your nostrils.
Not anymore. I had a sinus infection. I took antibiotics. It did take me 2 years to figure it out, but I eventually figured it out and now I'm feeling much better. Anyway, Zhang, he went into a medical center, he got an x-ray, and what he found was that he had a tooth growing in his nose.
Oh my lord!
And how that happened was, when he was 10, he was in a shopping center, and he fell from the third floor, smashed his face, and the tooth ended up going back into the roof of his mouth.
This is a horrible story.
And started growing into his nose. And it just took 20 years for it to come out through his nose.
So he never brushed his nostrils. Must have a lot of plaque on that tooth.
Well, obviously, if the tooth is decaying up there. The doctor who performed the surgery was Zhao Longmei, and he had this to say. No, he had...
Oh, the silence.
This to say. Why isn't this not working?
Oh, that was worth the wait.
Basically.
Thanks for that. Two attempts to press the space bar and you kept missing it.
He said the tooth was 1 centimeter and the surgery took 30 minutes to remove the tooth, which I actually thought was fairly quick. But now he's had a great night's sleep and he can breathe again, and the smell of decay isn't in his nose yet, but if he gets a sinus infection, he knows that's what it is.
What's happened to the tooth?
I don't know, maybe keeps it.
Tooth fairy?
Yeah, maybe. Gets €5. Nathan, thank you for choosing the news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8. 8.